Good day, and welcome to today's webcast. This call is being recorded, and now to begin the program, I'd like to introduce Chris Black. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you so much, Rochelle, and welcome everybody in our audience to today's webcast, Microsoft Hyper-V, Four Things You Should Know to Ensure Storage High Availability and Security, sponsored by Five9 Software and Starwind Software. I'm Chris Black with Redmond Magazine, and I'm here to be your host for today's event, so thank you all for joining. We greatly appreciate that. Now, just a couple quick reminders before we start today's presentation and introduce our speakers. We will have a Q&A session at the end of today's webcast. However, we do encourage you at any point during today's presentation, if you have a question for our presenters, to please enter your question via the Ask a Question box appearing on the left-hand side of your console. And hopefully, if time permits, we'll get to everybody's questions and get out some answers. Excuse me. Also, today's webcast is being recorded and archived for future viewing and listening purposes, and we'll send you a link to the email you registered with within 24 to 48 hours after today's presentation where you can view the replay. Feel free to share that link with coworkers, colleagues, friends, anybody who may be interested on today's topic. We'd greatly appreciate that. Joining us for today's presentation, we have two really, really great presenters. I've worked with these guys a bunch over the last year. They're really great guys, and you're about to learn a tremendous amount from both of them today. So first up today, you're going to hear from Alex Karavanov. He is the Five9 Software Director of Sales Engineering. He'll be here to talk about what Five9 Software has to offer and how they work with Starwind Software. And also joining us for today's webcast a little bit later on, you're going to hear from Max Kolomaitsev. He is the Starwind Virtual SAN Product Manager, and he's going to be here to discuss a little bit what Starwind has to offer and how they relate to Five9 Software. Without any further ado, though, I'm going to stop talking and let the guys start talking who you came here to listen to. So, Alex and Max, why don't you guys take the floor and get started?
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. This is Alex Began. Yeah, actually, I would like to go directly to agenda for today so everyone is familiar with the topics we are going to discuss on today's session. Today, we are going to cover importance of high available and protected Hyper-V infrastructure on the ways how to secure and protect your stored data, simplify network administration, and increase storage high availability. Securing storage for Hyper-V, reducing expenses, and of course, we're going to run through the questions. Now, I would like to pass word to Max to speak a little bit about Starwind Software so you guys get familiar with that. Max?
Right. Thanks, Alex. Hi, everyone. Right, so we'll just give you a brief background about our companies, like what we're doing for Hyper-V, what we're doing for virtualization in general, what we're doing for storage. So Starwind Software is quite an old company in IT. We've been doing iSCSI dedicated software since 2009, and we have actually started doing that since 2003 in a company called Rocket Division, which was our mothership. We then spinned off into a completely storage-centric company. Our primary product is Starwind Virtual SAN. You may be familiar with it already. We have more than 250,000 paying and playing customers worldwide, and we're quartered out of Boston, Massachusetts. And Alex, why don't you tell us a little about Five9?
Yeah, thank you, Max. Actually, let me just go over to Five9 Software slide here. And we actually are a solution provider of management and security applications for Windows Server and Microsoft Hyper-V environments. Our main three product lines are Five9 Manager that actually provides Hyper-V and cluster management for small and medium businesses. Five9 Cloud Security is the product we are going to cover throughout today's session. It is a powerful agentless and multi-tenant security for Hyper-V and Asia-Pac. Five9 V2VZ Converter is the VMware to Hyper-V virtual machine migration tool that you can use for free, and it's very, very popular around the world. We are headquartered in Chicago with offices worldwide and more than 50,000 clients globally, representing of companies of all sizes are currently in our portfolio. All that website is www.five9.com, and that's probably it, what I'd like to mention about our company for today. So I would like to start our session with importance of high available protected Hyper-V infrastructure. So Max, probably you can start that session with this line as well.
I think so. Yeah. So, Alex, what I see here is we've moved from all dedicated servers and all dedicated applications into high-density environments where we can have hundreds of virtual machines running just within one physical box. So that means hundreds of your applications and maybe all of your applications are within just one or two servers. So what does it actually mean for us from a security perspective? Has anything changed dramatically?
Indeed. Indeed, Max. Actually, that changed, and that changed a lot. So with virtualization, we get this fantastic opportunity to run multiple servers at the same physical storage, right, at the same physical hardware. So that really allows us to use our resources very efficiently. It allows us to spin up new servers very quickly, right? So there are multiple benefits about that. And currently, some servers are capable of running hundreds of virtual machines altogether within a physical environment, right, within one physical host. So when you have that, that obviously allows you to save your space, your money, buying extra physical servers, right? But it also gets you to the point when if that server is compromised, you have a larger impact on your complete environment, right? Your actual business is running inside your virtual machine, so you don't really want that to happen. So if you have high-density servers, you really have to ensure that they're protected even tighter than in old days when you were protecting per physical servers. So that's one of the points. VM sprawl is also one of the issues that may appear, right, and that is actually connected to hyper-virtual infrastructures and actually any virtual infrastructures. Provisioning new virtual machines takes seconds now. It's a very fast and very convenient process, so we don't really have to think about creating a new server. We just go and create it, right, because we don't have to spend hours of time to configure and provision that. So that really makes us think the way that whenever we need a server, we just go and hit a button, right, just create a new virtual machine, and it's there, and we can create one after another and another and another and another. So that really becomes sometimes uncontrolled process. At this stage, it's super important to be aware about the protection status of each virtual machine and to ensure actually its protection, because otherwise, whenever you provision these virtual machines as quickly and they remain unprotected, some of them, right, you're actually compromising your servers. And as you know, if you compromise one of your virtual machines sitting on the physical host, that may affect actually even other virtual machines. So you really want to avoid that. So that's why it's so important to protect your environment, and especially whenever you create new virtual machines fast. Inter-virtual machine traffic may create blind spots for you. This means in Hyper-V internal and private networks that allow interchange between virtual machines, and this time, right, the traffic doesn't hit any external device to get controlled. So this time, you may become a victim of internal threats. So virtual machines talking to each other on private network, and if one of them tries to spread a threat around, that may cause issues within the infrastructure. So you have to be able to control that. That's why you need to control intra-VM traffic as well. No blind spots, you're protected. Dynamic IoT loads are also a subject of control here within hyper infrastructure. You can perform live migration, right, easily. So that's built to use your resources very efficiently. You can use dynamic optimization. And when that happens, obviously security pressure changes very quickly. And when it does so, it really means that if one of your hosts, for example, is not protected or security measures taken there were I, that may affect your entire system protection. So that's so important to be able to use security solution that actually allows you to control your security level even if the load is dynamic. Also, store security is one of the most important things that you have to control. So, Max, Can you probably say a few words about that?
Sure, definitely. Storage security is a huge concern in a virtualized environment, because if we compromise access to our SAN, we essentially compromise access to entire data set, because even if you have some encryption, the data traversing between your SAN and your virtual machines may not be encrypted in some cases, and the data residing on the SAN is not always encrypted at once.
Hey, so one second, real briefly, guys, just one second, because I want the audience to be able to hear what Max is saying clearly, because we can't actually understand Max very clearly right now. So, Max, if you wouldn't mind, we'll just take a minute pause here in the webcast really briefly. Max, would you mind trying to call back in on a different phone line really quickly, so that way the audience has a you could maybe establish a better connection? The operator
okay.
is waiting for you. If you could call back in, that would be great, because the audience does want to hear what you're saying. They just can't hear it right now at your current phone connection. So if you just want to mind trying a new one really briefly, that would be great. And we'll give you a minute to do that, so that way you're able to hear Max clearly, everybody in the audience. Thank you for alerting me of that as well. I appreciate that. I was hearing that as well. So everybody in the audience, if you want to just bear with us for a minute while Max actually goes out there and tries to reestablish his phone line. But in the meantime, while Max does try to reestablish his phone line, really quickly, we'll take a quick break here in the presentation. Just a couple reminders. If you have a question for the guys, feel free to enter that question at any time in the Ask a Question box on the console. That would be greatly appreciated. Also, too, we'll put a copy of the slide deck in the presentation console during the presentation today. There's also available, the slides are also available in the resource area of your deck, of your doc. So if you go down to the resource portion of the slide area, you'll see the slide deck available in the resource list if you would like it. You can have that there as well. Also, I'll give away a t-shirt today to the person who attended the webcast the longest. So if you were on the line the longest today so far, I will reward you with a t-shirt here from 1105 Media. I'll take your information down so that way I have it here. So that way I'll send that off to you. So congratulations to the person who wins that. That'll be determined at the end of the webcast today. But just another couple of reminders, if you have a question for the guys, feel free to enter it in the Ask a Question box on the left-hand side of your console. Also, too, if you visit Redmond Magazine, there's more webcasts that are hosted by Redmond Magazine and Starwind Software and Five9 Software. So please feel free to view those webcasts that you have in the future and sign up for those webcasts that we have in the future as well. We'd greatly appreciate that. So we're still waiting for Max to get back on. We'll see if Max can dial in again really shortly. In the meantime, if you had any questions for Alex and Five9 Software, please do so at this time. We have a minute or two before Max tries to rejoin us here with a better phone connection,
hey.
And appreciate you taking your patience.
Hey, Chris, I'm actually in.
Hey,
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me better? Just wanted brief audio feedback.
Yay! No, you're sounding better.
Excellent.
All right, I'll shut up and let you guys get back to it.
Okay. Okay, excellent. So I'm not sure where you actually lost me, but I think right after the moment Alex asked me about storage security, I got all the way like, and you couldn't hear anything. So here's the thing. Storage security is really a cornerstone of your data protection in virtualized environment, because if you compromise your SAN access, that's essentially compromising access to all data at once, because you may have some level of protection on your virtual machine level, but SAN is like a backdoor in this case. So that's definitely a real threat, and you have to account for it. And not only that, so virtual machines on the front end also need to be protected. Their data need to be protected as well, and Alex can tell you about it.
Yeah, thank you, Max. Of course, yeah, you need to protect your virtual machines, and this is obvious because your virtual machines bring your business value, right? They run your business applications there. And they also have your data there, of course, because, you know, SQL databases, any kind of, you know, ERP system, right, all of them, they use data and they store that within virtual machines. So it's very important to protect your virtual machines efficiently, and, you know, virtual infrastructures actually have a pretty different architecture to what it used to be in a physical world. So the approaches that were working for physical environments are currently not as efficient for virtual ones, just because it's so different now. First of all, a virtual machine is running on the same host, right, and same network, they need to be isolated from each other. especially if they run in different zones, you know, if there, it is a dev zone, if it is a testing zone, if it is a DMZ zone, production, and so on. So all of these have to be isolated from each other, and isolated virtual machines is one of the security steps that you have to take to ensure that your data within virtual machines gets protected. Running antivirus in virtual machines is essential, right? So actually protecting your virtual machines with antivirus, probably a better word for that, so it's essential. This is still Windows servers, most of them, right? They're still vulnerable to viruses. Some Linux virtual machines, right, also may get some viruses less often, but still. So you really need to ensure that your virtual machines are protected, and the only real efficient way of doing that in current state is agentless manner. So agentless antivirus allows you to save your very valuable resources and actually get your VM density up, and it can go up to 30% easily. Enforcing Hyper-V compliance and actual infrastructure compliance is a subject for companies who have to comply with the certain standards. Of course, you may have your internal security standards as well, and in doing that, the multi-layer security protection built specifically for virtualization is much easier than combining physical world solutions and legacy solutions into a virtual one. And if you have multiple customers running inside, so you may say that different departments, or if you're a hosting provider, just different real customers, protecting tenants from each other is a task you have to accomplish, just because you can't really afford yourself to lose customers because one of them started affecting other ones in a malicious manner. So this is also very important when you're talking about protecting your stored data within a virtual infrastructure. When we do that in Five9 software, we actually adopted the most efficient approaches created for Hyper-V and built by Microsoft from architecture perspective. So as the very first point of integration of this Hyper-V infrastructure, we use the extensibility of a virtual switch. All virtual machines within virtual infrastructure are communicating through virtual switches, right? So external and private ones. And this is a 10 gigabit architecture, right? So each one of them provides you with this bit. If you're able to control that and control that within a virtual switch, that allows you to do that very, very efficiently, agentlessly, and absolutely seamless for your virtual machines. Using antivirus, as I mentioned, is preferable from an agentless architecture perspective. Also, incremental scan approach that is available when you use agentless antivirus saves you tremendous amount of resources, and what's even more important when we're talking about storage system, disk IOPS and time. So when you use a full system antivirus scan, legacy antivirus scan approach, and rescan virtual machines one time after another, that really takes tremendous amount of time each time, right? And it puts heavy load on your virtual machines and on your storage system. So when we use change block tracking approach, the one that's available only within virtual infrastructures, we allow you to perform scans of changes only, of change blocks only, and therefore really save your time and really save your resources. So this is the approach that we consider to be working best for virtual infrastructures running on Hyper-V. The actual product that does that and performs this integration into Hyper-V virtual switch in our product line is called Five9 Cloud Security. And let me share the Five9 Cloud Security Management Console with you. So it integrates with the virtual switch. It provides you with multi-tenant and highly available architecture. It can use one of two antivirus engines that you can choose when you install the product. These are Kaspersky or ThreatFrog Viper, so you actually choose between two really well-known, worldwide-known leaders in antivirus signatures providers. And also, Five9 Cloud Security allows you to do all the security management by multiple means. So Five9 Cloud Security is a platform, and it allows you to use standalone management console, the one you can see on your screen right now. It allows you to use AsiaPak integration with System Center Virtual Machine Manager via plugin, or even use API for management tasks. AsiaPak integration is built to provide security as a service, and This way, if you're providing Asia-Pac services within your infrastructure, and if you do that for internal customers, you know, your real users inside the network, this really makes your life very easy from a protection perspective. So if they need to manage their protection themselves, you can do that and give them these capabilities of a virtual firewall and IDS. If you're a hoster, that's even more important. You can add new value to your offering, and customers can actually also set up, configure their virtual infrastructures, and then secure them themselves from a web interface of AsiaPac. So this is one of the great points available that the latest version of Five9 Cloud Security of AsiaPac integration and management through that. When we are talking about protection, also we have to be absolutely confident in, about our management capabilities. So if something happens, we have to be able to fix that and fix that fast. And this is very true from a security perspective and super true from management perspective. Because once again, your virtual machines are your business, so you have to ensure that they're running properly. And if you use multiple consoles to manage your infrastructure, for example, right, this obviously doesn't give you the flexibility and makes you switch back and forth. And while you do that, you may miss something. And that really eats up your time. So it's much better to reduce the number of consoles that you use when you manage that. Having ability to manage and access your virtual hard disk quick, it's also very, very important, especially when you talk about storage. Viewing your virtual hard disks of all your virtual machines and being able to manage and edit them quickly is one of the things that you need to have on hand. Virtual machines may have multiple hard drives assigned, and you have to be able to easily figure out what exactly you're using there. If you're using core installations, you may be aware that remote management is recommended by Microsoft, but PowerShell is possible locally on core, but in case you don't want to use PowerShell and you want to do some local management, being able to manage it locally with GUI interface is also very important, especially if you have to do something fast. Instead of going and looking through PowerShell scripts that you have to perform, you just need to be able to run a console and do that locally in case that's required. And that may be especially important if your management interface goes down, for example, so you have to be able to do the management and do that locally on your virtual machines, on your Hyper-V host for your virtual machines. And ensuring the optimal performance with real-time monitoring and dynamic optimization is another part of your Hyper-V environment protection and optimization. So you really need to be confident that your resources are used efficiently and then you're not overusing that. All of that is available within Five9 Manager. So its centralized console allows you to manage multiple Hyper-V hosts, clusters. It allows you to work on Windows Server Core and Microsoft Hyper-V servers. So even if you lose the management interface, right, so you can do that and do that efficiently locally on each of your Hyper-V hosts. If you want to do remote management, it allows you to reduce number of consoles needed, manage everything from a centralized place, and allows you to manage your virtual hard disks very efficiently. Also, it includes built-in performance monitoring and optimization, and sysprepping and virtual machine template support for a faster virtual machines provisioning, and therefore, you don't have to, reuse your time after another to create new virtual machines. So this all together really allow you to do the management efficiently, and combined with Five9 Cloud Security, you have your data and storage protected and virtual machines isolated and protected, and this becomes a great combination of tools within your infrastructure. So this is super important, of course, secure management of virtual machines and store and data. But also it's super important to protect your actual storage, where your Hyper-V cluster resides, virtual machine. And this is the time when I want to pass my word to Max to speak about Starwood Virtual SAN and how to secure your storage.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Thanks. And just to be sure, another audio check. Chris, let me know if I sound choppy right away.
You sound fantastic.
Okay, thank you. Excellent. So, Alex just told you about how we enable effective management in the virtualization system and what are the enhancements Five9 offers to the standard application set. With Starwind, we are really storage focused, so there will be no all-around solution for managing the virtual machines, but there will be an all-around solution for securing your storage. And what Starwind Virtual Set? Basically, it's an application which turns your local storage into a highly available shared storage pool. And that's a very interesting and neat approach in a hyper-converged environment because it gives you multiple benefits compared to a standard hardware set. First of all, that's ease of management and ease of compliance because you don't need to look for special SANs which are certified and have specific compliance standards. It's just Windows software, so it's automatically compliant with most of the regulations. There is absolutely no proprietary hardware used, so if you're restricted to using anything out of the standard HCL, let's say, for your hypervisor servers or for just the servers you can buy in your company, then that's a really good way to go. Another thing is that it's a Windows native application, so you manage the security from the same place you've managed it before. So you don't add third-party tools to manage your storage security, and you don't have to use anything extraordinary and custom written to manage Starwind. Starwind already has all that functionality, and Starwind allows you to manage all the security features either from Windows side or through simplified interface within Starwind Management Console. And on top of that, Starwind offers a really 360 security set. So we support Challenge Handshake protocol, both mutual and one-way. We do IPsec and Kerberos authentication. We support ACLs, which are access control lists. This is the way we can do one-way control from the SAN side of which servers can access the data, which initiators can access the data, which ports can access specific data. So that's a really fine-tuned system which you can definitely use for your own good when managing the system and making sure that, let's say, accounting applications don't get access to your R&D data if your accountant wants to spy on something. And stuff like that. And of course, BitLocker support on the SAN level, which combined with BitLocker on the application level, results in completely secure traffic between the nodes. On top of that, as a side effect, Starwind does deduplication. So actually, looking at trying to sniff deduplicated traffic is not always a good idea because there is much less data compared to what you could actually see. So that's just non-official, what we call bug feature, for those who try to sniff the traffic between the servers. Now, what is the secure storage for Hyper-V in our case? As I mentioned before, Starwind is a pure software. There is absolutely no hardware, so we evict the standard hardware sent from the picture. We just use local storage on our servers, and we mirror it with Starwind Virtual SAN. That gives us multiple benefits. First of all, we minimize our hardware footprint. We do not buy three or four servers. We can now utilize two for a completely full torrent environment. If we want to scale, we can easily scale up or scale out from these two all the way up to where you need to scale. Then, keeping your existing server configuration also allows you to keep your existing security configuration. You do not enhance to new entries. You do not enhance to new servers. You can keep your configuration and layout as it is right now. You simply change the way you access the data. Another benefit is complete full torrent with just two servers. Well, a lot of the solutions offering the same thing ask for a minimum of 3 servers. Starwind can do the storage fault tolerance with just 2 physical boxes. And as I mentioned before, Starwind is a Windows application. It's really easy to use. It combines a set of wizards to create storage, a set of wizards to make sure your boxes are mirrored properly, and essentially newly hired people in Starwind spend maybe 10 minutes to create and provision storage with Starwind. And those are people who were never working with storage area networks. They were just virtualization admins before. And of course, Starwind is a really flexible solution because it doesn't tie to the Windows edition you're running. You can run it on Windows Server Standard, you can run it on Windows Server Enterprise, you can run it on Free Edition, you can run it on Core Edition as well. So there are no restrictions in this area too. Now, you may be wondering, why are we going hyper-converged? Why are we using just the local storage and adding that role to the server, which is already doing virtualization? So here is the thing. First of all, we buy less hardware. We maintain less hardware. As I said before, that's not only a financial profit, that's also better for administrators. Because less headache with less hardware is simple math. Another good thing is that using local storage gives us much better performance. We reduce the I/O path, so basically, when your virtual machine, or essentially the application inside your virtual machine, is writing some data to the storage, this data is written to the local storage. It is not going to the HBA, then through the cables to the switch, all the way down to the SAN. There it is cached, and then the acknowledgement is sent back all the way up using the same path. No, it's just local storage, and moreover, Starwind utilizes distributed RAM and flash caching, so your application essentially writes to RAM and flash and only then to spindle. So that is much faster compared to any hardware SAN or any dedicated SAN solution. Another benefit of running hyperconverged is that we run in the hypervisor kernel, so we do not get any virtual machine overhead. Some people still think there is a overhead with virtual machines, not really, but even if you're superstitious of virtual machines and application providing storage running inside a virtual machine, Starwind doesn't do that. Starwind runs in kernel, so we have direct access to all the resources and all the physical hardware your hypervisor server has. And with all that, Starwind is not just a two-node solution. It easily scales out beyond 64 nodes, and you can also scale up individual boxes in this cluster with absolutely no problem. So imagine you have let's just use a simple example, you have a two-node cluster like here in the picture, and you want to run more virtual machines, so you want more RAM for it, let's say. You turn off one server, add more RAM, turn it back on, Starwind will resynchronize everything. Cluster will migrate the virtual machines. Everything runs smoothly. Then you do the same on the second server and turn it back on. Starwind resynchronizes everything. Effectively, you have scaled up your compute performance with zero downtime. You can do the same with adding more drives. You can do the same with changing the platform completely. So let's say one server failed, you want to replace it. You simply replace it, point Starwind, and say, hey, that's your new friend, that's your new cluster mate. Starwind resynchronizes the data, you join that machine to the cluster and move the virtual machines there. All that is seamless. So is scale out. You add one more machine, tell Starwind to synchronize with that guy, and it will do that. Now, on top of local high availability, which we have just discussed, there is also a security threat. associated with the primary site as such. So sometimes there can be serious issues with your primary production site. That can be natural disasters, that can be stolen servers, that can be anything. So Starwind also covers that by allowing you to replicate your data anywhere in the world with the same solution you use to make your data highly available and secure. So the replication feature offered by Starwind supports any WAN link, so it can be as slow as 2 megs per second. And another good thing is that it doesn't require similar hardware on the disaster recovery side. On a DR side, Starwind can run as a virtual machine on just random server. Starwind can run as an application on a server. And Starwind can run as a cloud application as well, using the public cloud platforms like Amazon or Microsoft offers. And of course, there are a few more neat features to Starwind's remote replication. First of all, it deduplicates data before sending it offsite. So that's where you start using your WAN link more effectively. You do not send the full data set, you only send dehydrated data. And also, Starwind uses dedicated storage for the replication log, so you don't affect your primary VM workload with the replication going on. So you can do replication more often. You can have more restore points, essentially having smaller RTOs and RPOs in your environment. And one more thing which makes our solution complete and also allows us to integrate not only with the operating system but also with Five9 Manager is the SCVMM integration toolkit. In our case, that's an SMIS provider which acts for storage, and in case of Five9, that's Five9 plugin for SCVMM. So that's a really good tool set which makes it simpler for Windows administrators to use the interfaces they know to do much more than they used to do before with just pure SCVMM. First of all, you can secure your system from SCVMM. You don't need to go to specific consoles anymore if you're concerned about that. Then, as a result, you get a single console to manage everything in your environment. I'm not sure about that. I still have some concerns regarding using SCVMM, but guys from Microsoft are making it better and better, so I'm really positive about the future of this system, so we're moving in that direction as well. Then you can automatically provision storage for all your virtual machines, and you don't need to think about, okay, I need to carve out a LAN for another virtual machine. No, that's done by SCVMM now, and you don't think about it. And of course, the Active Directory integration. You just use the existing infrastructure. You don't spawn new accounts and new types of applications. You simply keep everything within one ecosystem and don't produce entries and entities which will be alien to your administration infrastructure. And Alex will probably tell us a little more about the SMIS or CVMM integration, sorry, from the Five9 Manager perspective, right?
Right. Actually, Five9 Manager actually allows to work without System Center Virtual Machine Manager in some infrastructures because it replicates around 90% of functionality that are needed for everyday life, Hyper-V management. But as of SCVMM integration itself, this is more of a security that we integrate in System Center Virtual Machine Manager to allow you to manage and protect everything and everything you have in your hyperinfrastructure from a single console. That obviously really reduces the time needed to do that, and you don't have to jump back and forth between consoles. That's why we actually have Cloud Security as CVMM plugin available for you to use. And so right now you just learned what we do here with Starbind and the 5NAND. We actually focus on providing you with optimized infrastructure, secure infrastructure, the one that works really well for virtualization, the one that was built for virtualization. But one of our goals as well is to be able to reduce your expenses. So this is one of the goals of our companies. And to wrap up our session, just you would like to cover that as well. And Max, you know that actually people really are concerned about the amount of money they have to invest in buying a physical service, right?
That is true. That is true. That's why Starbind 5.9 really help here, because we allow to buy and manage less hardware for the infrastructure. That helps SMBs because that lowers their entry point into the feature sets like high availability, live migration, and stuff like that. So you don't need to pay that high entrance ticket price anymore. It's much easier to achieve a robust and highly available infrastructure, which is really easy to manage. And then with both solutions being completely hardware agnostic, we allow our customers to avoid hardware vendor lock-in, like it is with multiple converged architecture vendors these days. You can get these solutions, but then you realize that you cannot really move from their product lines. So if you want to add more compute, you just buy another node. If you want to add more storage, you just buy another node. And you cannot really compensate for your real requirements. You only buy the hardware you have on the list. So there is no way to move between scaling up and scaling out. There is no way to expand your existing hardware with new capabilities. Like, let's say in 1 year we have another type of flash appearing, and if you have some proprietary hardware, no way you can upgrade it with new kind of flash. With Starbind and 5.9, you can easily do that. Then,
absolutely,
as a side effect of getting less hardware and customizing the hardware you have in your data center, you also minimize the power consumption dramatically, because you don't have the dedicated units with redundant power supplies anymore. You simply have the servers, and the servers also act as your storage. So that allows you to save on the electricity bills too. And then, Alex, with minimizing the number of servers in our architecture, there is one more interesting side effect. So would you tell us about the increasing VM density?
Sure. Yeah, actually, using the performance-optimized architecture, built specifically for virtualization, you can level up the number of virtual machines that you use on per-host basis around 30%. So this is a very significant increase and number of virtual machines that you can fit per server. So obviously, when you spin up new servers, you don't really have to think about, you know, going and getting new hardware in case you're going towards the limits of your performance. So you really can get that extra 30% by just using Starbind and 5NAND within your infrastructure and increasing your virtual machines density on per server basis. Also, you save time in configuration management and protection, and this is very important, especially whenever you have limited, you know, human resources, or if you know that you're working on multiple projects right at a time, and every single minute, every single second actually worth money that you have to think about investing. So reducing the time required for all of these tasks, reducing the number of consoles required, making the operation simpler, security configuration simpler, you're really in allowing your human resources actually to go and reach out to new projects, to invest more time in developing new business opportunities right into the new infrastructure and IT opportunities there. So that is also a very, very important part of that. And of course, having your system protected allows you to get rid of any potential loss, any cost that you'll have to pay to actually fix your consequences and all of security breaches. So securing your hyper infrastructure is so efficient from performance perspective if you use a specialized solution, right, like Five9 and Starwind. And it also allows you to ensure that you don't have to invest in fixing security breaches later on. And these investments are hundreds, sometimes thousands of times bigger than investments that you do into actual security. So I think we just described all of our goals here. If you have questions, please feel free to ask us any questions. We'll be happy to answer them if time permits, and I'm forward to all of them.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Alex and Max, for your presentations and taking your time to give them today. Much appreciated. And for those of you in the audience, if you've got a question for Alex or Max, now is the time to ask your question if you haven't already. So please feel free to enter your question for the guys in the Ask a Question box on the left-hand side of your console, and we'll get to as many questions as we can with the remaining time in the webcast here today. Okay, so the first question here, this one is for Alex. This one came in from Jason in the audience, and he's asking, what antivirus scan engine does the Five9 solution utilize?
We utilize ThreatRike Viper and Kaspersky antivirus engines. You choose the engine on the download stage, and then you use it throughout the product. So Five9 Cloud Security, being a platform, utilizes that for all the solutions, right? So Five9 Cloud Security standalone, Asia Pack extension, SCVMM plugin for API management. So these engines are available for you for any of these scenarios.
And if you have a question for the guys, please feel free to enter your question in the Ask a Question box on the console. Let's see, we have a question here. This one came in from Max. This one is asking, does Starwind work with Hyper-V Server 2012 R2?
Yes, the answer is yes. Starwind works with any Windows Server edition, so the free Hyper-V Server is also supported.
If you have a question for the guys, please feel free to enter it at this time. We have a question here. This one is for Max. Do you support drive encryption in Starwind software?
Yeah, that's right. We do support it from both client side as well from the Starwind side. So that's native Windows BitLocker functionality. So you can tie that with the existing Active Directory infrastructure of your system.
While I have you here, another question for you just came in. This person is asking, is there a limit on the number of VMs per host in Starwind software?
The limit is the hardware you're using. So there is no limit in terms of number of virtual machines you can run.
This question here is for Alex. This question is asking, do you have a perpetual license for Five9 Cloud Security, or how is it licensed in general?
Five9 Cloud Security is licensed on subscription basis. For hosting providers, we offer SPO licensing as well. This product is licensed per TCP basis, and actually its license is very close to Windows Server licensing itself. So we have per TCP models, standard, enterprise, and data center that represent actually protection of 6 virtual machines, 20 virtual machines, and unlimited number of virtual machines per 2 sockets.
Question here, this one's from Max. This person was curious, how is the Starwind software licensed?
Starwind software is licensed. The base license comes for just one node. That's the most simple license we had earlier, just for single server. And then if we're looking at converged infrastructures, base license covers 2 servers and 4 terabytes. And then the there are additional licenses for more servers or for more capacity. You can definitely get more information about the licensing by inquiring our sales. The information will be available on the next slide, as well as you can use the email sales@starwind.com.
Yeah, we'll actually keep this slide up here throughout the remainder of the presentation, so that way everybody has a chance to write down all the information there for both Five9 and Starwind software. They can get their trials, where you can contact people for more information. So we'll keep that slide up there for the rest of the presentation. Let's see. Max, question here for you. When you add physical servers, does the Starwind software automatically recognize the new drives?
Starwind recognizes new drives, and you can then either add that drive's capacity to the existing storage provisioned by Starwind or create new devices on that storage. When you add a new server, a complete, like, to the existing set, you install Starwind on it. In this case, you have to point your existing Starwind servers and say that, hey, that's the new partner.
A person here is asking, do all the Hyper-V nodes have to have the same local storage size?
Not really. So in terms of Starwind, yes, but let's say if you have one Hyper-V server with 10 terabytes of storage and another server with 15 terabytes of storage, you'll just be making highly available 10 terabytes of it. The other 5 terabytes can be for backups, for snapshots, and stuff like that. So having them completely identical is not mandatory.
A question, what, this came in for you, Max, what is the storage penalty from using local storage, and what is the storage efficiency, and how many percent?
So I'm not sure about the storage penalty. In terms of performance, we actually perform better because we create layers of caching on top of the local storage. So we utilize RAM and flash to accelerate I/O. And the storage efficiency with two-node system is 50%, and with three-node system, it's either 50% if you're duplicating data or 33% if you're triplicating data, like really sensitive data.
This question came in here for you, Max. Do you see any issues with heavy I/O workloads in SQL Server, et cetera, on the overall VM host in terms of CPU and RAM?
Not really. So we have done multiple tests running virtual desktops on Starwind servers, and we easily got to booting up 150 virtual machines with absolutely no problem. And when we look at the I/O distribution, most of the I/O goes to the RAM and flash layers because of the deduplicated VDIs. So I don't see any issues with that. Only if the host has design flaws in terms of weak CPU or not enough RAM. But I think that's not the case.
A question here for you. Does Starwind support CSV?
Yeah, Starwind does support cluster shared volumes.
Question here. Alex, does Five9 Cloud Security Azure Pack extension allow users to subscribe to the service or just protect VMs?
That's a great question, actually. So Five9 Cloud Security Azure Pack extension is working for security as a service model. So we allow hosting providers to create plans with cloud security inside, and therefore their customers can subscribe to these plans and manage their security themselves. So Five9 Cloud Security protects virtual machines, and hosting providers can also offer that as a security service to their customers.
All right, and question here for Max. Could we provide multi-tier storage with local drives?
Indeed, you can. With Starwind, you can do this kind of tiering as well as tier the data between the servers completely. So you can have your hot data residing on the primary storage servers and have a dedicated storage with cheap high capacity spindles for offloaded snapshots and offloaded replicas.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Oh, you know what? We got one more question here. I'm sorry about that. I just hit the refresh button. Question here comes from Michael. Can you describe the cloud security reporting? Is it in SNMP trap email? This is for Alex.
Yeah, thanks. As of report, we actually allowed to integrate all the logs, all the reporting capabilities with centralized login systems like Syslog or Splunk. This is one of the ways you can leverage that. Also, we have email notifications built in within the product. So the most recent release, we've also added a brand new functionality that's called Agentless Network Traffic Scanner that allows you to completely agentlessly scan network traffic on HTTP protocol coming to and from your virtual machines. So on all of the events, you know, firewall, IDS, antivirus and network traffic scanner events, you can be notified via email as well.
You know, another question just came in for you, Alex, when you mentioned the agentless antivirus. Somebody was asking, how does the agentless antivirus handle a zero-day attack?
We are using the same worldwide no antivirus engines, right? So as you all know, so Kaspersky and ThreatTrack Viper. So obviously, we are not the company who handles the zero-day attacks. You know, we use engines created by worldwide no antivirus vendors, and these are the engines that allow us to, you know, catch zero-day attacks as well.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much, guys, for giving us an hour of your time today and answering the audience's questions. Much appreciated. So thank you guys for that. Thank you in the audience for joining us for today's presentation and joining Alex and Max for their time today. So thank you all in the audience for joining us. Today's webcast, Microsoft Hyper-V, 4 Things You Should Know to Ensure Storage High Availability and Security, has been sponsored by Starwind Software and Five9 Software. Thank you all for attending today's webcast. Please keep an eye out for a link to the replay of the webcast. And to the person who attended the longest, I will be sending you an email in a little bit here with information where you can claim your T-shirt. Thank you all for hanging in with us today. We really appreciate you taking your time, and we hope you have a great day. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
That will conclude today's call. We thank you for your participation.